ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will call the big four congressional leaders to the White House Tuesday to discuss government funding and the bill that provides aid to Ukraine, say several congressional sources to ABC News. There could be a government shutdown on Friday. He's confident, says Ukrainian President Zelensky in the capital, Kyiv.
I think that the guys will decide, will make good decision for us.
Lawmakers are working to try to protect women and couples choosing to have frozen embryos. The clinics handling them in Alabama have temporarily stopped after the Alabama Supreme Court's decision that frozen embryos should be considered people. Beth Malizia with Alabama Fertility Specialists.
I think the Dobbs decision blew open a door, and we don't know what's on the other side of that.
18 weapons and operation sites of Yemen's Houthi militants were hit by rockets from the U.S. and allied forces today, according to the U.S. Central Command. This is ABC News. The man held without bail in the death of a 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia made his first court appearance yesterday. Judge Donerell Green.
Mr. Ibarra has been charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, obstructing an emergency call, and concealing the death of another person.
And now police say Jose Ibarra was arrested by Customs and Border Protection for unlawfully entering the U.S. and Texas in 2022 and paroled. And then last fall, Ibarra was arrested by New York City police and charged, but released after police say he was driving a moped without a license while his child was on board without a helmet. It's a little chilly, but dragons took a starring role at the Lunar New Year Parade in New York City's Chinatown. It's the year of the dragon in the Chinese zodiac. Hundreds of revelers filled the cold air. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Words of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Wolf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stone Road in Madison or online at LazyOafLounge.com. We got brand new music for you for the double dip for the 7 o'clock hour. Let's kick it off with some M. Shays. This is Bleed. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Do together. So I had to leave my book open. And you never put your hands in the garden. So I grew a bed of weeds inside my head.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is M. Shays and Bleed. That's a brand new song, 22 days old. And you can get that single right now up at M. Shays' Bandcamp page. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Coming up on the show still, we got Ron Brooks. We're going to talk about the Whammies. We got Bar Notes coming on. Rocker, KJ filling in for Terry Barr. And Rocker, super excited about our next guest.
Jimmy, M'Shays is an emerging duo in Madison, grounded by the songwriting, poignant lyrics, and piano agility of Meggy Shays, and propelled by the drumming of Sean K. Pierce. You may also find Meggy working over at the Baroque as an audio engineer or audio for the arts, working on some of your favorite albums. And tonight, M'Shays premieres a brand new single, which will drop Friday, March 8th at the Harmony Bar. And here to tell us about her new music and the singles and upcoming shows is Meggy Shays. Meggy, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Rocker. Thanks for that intro that I wrote.
Well, I'm like ChatGPT. I just kind of manipulate a little bit to, make it fit what we're doing here on the show.
And stop telling our secrets.
yeah.
Our secret weapons. No more. Cat's back in the bags.
Yeah, there you go.
So what show are you mixing tonight over at the Baroque? I mean, I know you kind of left the show.
Oh, she snuck out.
Setting up, snuck out, and you're here on the radio. Tell us about that show.
That show is for Alex White and the Friends.
Oh, yeah, we had him on last week.
Yeah, and Lamp House Blue, and Josh Alley mixed Alex's music, and he's also mixing my music for me now, too. So there's a symbiotic music thing.
It's a small world.
It sure
exactly.
So tell us for those who don't know you, like me included, it's so nice to meet you and learn all about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to this moment. Like basically just give us your whole backstory.
Sure, yeah. So I've been playing music in the Madison area for about 5 or 6 years or so, and under the name of Meggy Shays. And then a couple years ago, my friend Sean hit me up and was like, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to like make a band or something? And we started.
Is that how it happened? Like, hey, whatever. What are you doing? Want to make a band or something?
I got the afternoon free, sure.
So yeah, from there, we started collabing and wanted to put this record together. And here we are now and we're doing it piece by piece.
All right.
So, you come from this like incredibly musical family, right? Your two brothers are in the Earthlings you do audio. Like what role did your parents play in your music kind of upbringing?
Yeah, music was kind of like a central focus just for fun and games. They didn't they weren't serious musicians themselves, but they always loved music and we'd always be listening to prog rock and the Beatles and just stuff like that. And I'll kind of went around with video cameras in the 90s and made up like songs and our own news channel and everything.
I'd love to see some of that old footage.
Well, we hope you get famous because then maybe
we
will
do a
right?
documentary,
you
know? Of course.
Okay.
It's already in the works.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Well, tell us about your duo, M'Shays, and give your drummer some.
Sure, yeah. So it's not really a duo. We are collaborating with guitarists and bass players and various instrumentalists. So it's a collaborative effort. Right now we're playing with Educational Davis, who's in The Flavor That Kills, and Austin Lynch, who plays with Seesaw and also the band Line.
Wow. You're like all-star.
The song we just heard, Bleed, you're also playing with Josh Alley on there. Bobby Hussey as well.
Yes.
So you got an Educational Davis. We talked about him. Working with some good all-star, really solid musicians here in Madison.
Yeah, I'm very, very fortunate and blessed.
Tell us about the song we just heard, Bleed.
Bleed is a 6-minute long song that I wrote a few years ago. And Josh Alley helped co-write the song a little bit, but yeah, it's just kind of my normal songwriting process of sitting down at a piano and just hashing stuff out. It's sort of like, I don't know, ChatGPT, help us with the words here.
Being a musician and a sound engineer, that has to give you a unique perspective when you're writing. Are you hard on yourself when you're trying to make music? Do you find yourself overly critical of yourself?
I mean, as a person in general, I'm pretty overly critical of myself. The music for me came before the audio engineering, so I have a pretty clear line in my mind between what the two things are, and the engineering is a way to portray that music for me more than the other way around.
So you call it kind of a valuable tool to be able to obviously write music that comes first, but then to be able to put the polishes on it in the engineering part.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, that matters. You know, it matters how something, you know, sits on your ears. Like that song that we just heard, it's very haunting. I first heard it, you know, when we were out there in the lobby, and I was like, ooh, this is where I got to be quiet and listen to this song. And you know, you're not going to get that emotional, you know, those kind of those chills if something just, frankly, isn't produced very well.
It's true. It's not your standard pop song.
No.
And I hear you're up for some Whammy and Mama Awards.
Yeah. I'm up for best keyboard piano player this year for the Whammies and the Mamas. So go vote for Maggie Shays, your M. Shays representative.
So that's under your name of Maggie Shays.
Yeah.
And that's Maggie with an E, not Maggie.
Right. Maggie, yes. Informally for Megan.
Okay. I like it. So,
yeah. And you're in the studio recording a new album. Tell us about that and when we might be able to find it.
When? That's a great question. Hopefully later this year. Yeah, but we just released Bleed, I guess it was a couple weeks ago now. And Middle of Nowhere is going to be coming up next on March 8th. So make your way down to the Harmony.
And we're going to actually give you a listen to that brand new song tonight in just a couple of seconds. Tell us about the release show that's coming up at the Harmony.
Yeah, that's coming up in a couple of weeks on a Friday night, and Dana Perry is going to open. And
she's awesome.
Yeah, Dana's so great, so supportive of local music and Cargo Coffee, and really happy about everything she's doing over there. And yeah, it's going to be a great night of music.
And giveaways? Am I reading this right? Are you giving away some vinyl?
We're giving away some vinyl.
Wait, what?
Baby. No, no, don't tell Jimmy.
I love the vinyl. Yeah, how did we
win
vinyl?
You could win too.
Really?
Yeah. You just got to go to the show and be one of the first 20 people through the door.
Wow, Jimmy, it's that easy.
I'm putting that on my calendar right now.
You can do that.
But we're only giving away one.
Friday, March 8th. Hey, Ray's going to be there. Morgan Ray, she's great too.
Yeah.
And her new project, Ray, is great. Of course, Dana Perry, we already covered her. She's kind of a rock star. If people wanted to learn more about you, connect with you on socials, how do we do that?
Oh, my. Well, you could find me on my website, our website, mshaysmusic.com.
And you know what? We are premiering one more song tonight. It's called Middle of Nowhere. Is this song about Jimmy's last camping trip?
Oh, my. It is now.
Tell us about that song before we listen.
Tell you about the song. Okay. Middle of Nowhere. I wrote that in my old apartment building. This was pre-COVID. Yeah, I mean, the song really speaks to just, it's kind of, you can go any way you want to, like thinking about it as a story. So hopefully it'll speak to the listener however it associates to you.
And this this is the first time this song has been played in public, right?
This is, yeah. This yes. is the first airing of all time.
Well, we appreciate that, Maggie, and thank you so much for coming in tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Let's hear the brand new song, world debut on Max Inc. Radio. Middle of Nowhere is M. Shays on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dark stuffed to the brim with light. I am the nothing that contains all my somethings. A survivor of the war I started. 'Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've gotta know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna look for anything anymore. Just gonna let it be. 'Cause the masquerade is overrated. I'm the ultimate creator coming. I'll cocoon myself into a death-like sleep and awaken when I'm ready to soar. 'Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've gotta know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna look for anything anymore. Just gonna let it be. 'Cause the masquerade is overrated. I'm the ultimate creator coming out.
Sync on Civic Media, we are a local music. That's Dana Perry from Now and Then, her 2023 release, Ultimate Creator, originally an imaginary watermelon song from the great imaginary watermelon. What's the name of that album? Potential, something. I'm blanking out. It doesn't matter anymore.
Whatever you say, I'll believe it.
What
but
really
it was by imaginary watermelon.
Dana Perry is awesome. Brand new M. Chase before that, Middle of Nowhere. That's a world debut here on Max Inc. Radio. Happy to do that. Thanks to Maggie for coming in, sharing her music. Don't forget, Friday, March 8th, the show's at the Harmony Bar and Grill for the single release party with Ray, Dana Perry, and they're giving away vinyl. How about that? You can get more information on M. Shea's social medias. Jimmy K. Rocker, KJ filling in for Terry Barr on a Saturday evening across the Civic Media Radio Network. How y'all doing? Having fun tonight?
Oh, man, we're having a blast, Jimmy.
It's the first 90 minutes of the show. It seemed like 10 minutes.
Oh, it goes by so fast. It's one artist after another, one more interesting interview after another, more great song. That song, I was dancing to it.
Yeah, me too.
I really like filling in here.
We like having you. We got the UW Mad Hatters coming up live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Look out for that. It's going to be hot. Also, we're going to talk with Mary Rose Eckberg about Make Music Madison. We got Bard Notes, and Ron Brooks is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes from the Whammies. Rocker, we got St. Patrick's Day coming up in just like 3 weeks, I think. And there's a big show happening at the High Noon Saloon, where you can arrive by noon, show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4.
That's right. You're home for dinner, Jimmy. Early to bed. I mean, it's beautiful, right? It's the it's presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7. It is the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. And so this one on St. Patrick's Day features Super Tanker, which is just a really awesome band. I love their song Idol, Internet Declaration of Love, Iron Plow, my band, I play drums for, and then Cindy, Set My Hair on Fire. And we did this actually show last year all together. Great crowd, lots of fun. Bands were really good.
You know, off air, KJ and I were talking, and she had mentioned to me she has not seen your band, Iron Plow, yet. And what was it? You don't feel officially part of the club until you see Rocker?
I feel like I owe it to this show to at least see the the bands that you're a part of.
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to see an Iron Plow show for a while, and St. Patrick's Day is a great day for it. I mean, I'm mostly Irish, so I do like to do something fun on a St. Patrick's Day, and this sounds great. Like you said, there by noon, music by 1, home by 4, little corned beef and cabbage, and hit the hay.
Love that. Yeah. I like what you also said about throwing tomatoes.
You weren't supposed to say that word out loud, Jimmy.
Oh, the secrets again, Jimmy. We're blowing them. Well, you know what happens after you see eye plower? Eye plow, you are an eye plower.
Be an eye plower?
You're an eye plower.
All right.
An eye plower.
Oh, cool. I got Jimmy. Made him laugh.
Very nice. eye plower. I'm an eye plower, yeah.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY-CALL or text from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, well, find it at your favorite app store at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards ceremony, now in its 42nd year, will be held at the Epic Event Center on Holmgren Avenue in Green Bay on Saturday, May 18th. Voting for nominees has already started, and here on the phone to tell us about the important deadlines and how you can be a part of the selection process is Whammy Vice President Ron Books. Ron, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Ron.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate being here, and hello, Wisconsin.
So what's happening up there in Green Bay? Is all the snow finally melted up there? What's happening with the weather?
Oh, it's all melted. It's a little unusual this year. We had, like 60 degrees the other day, so it's all pretty well gone.
Well, no frozen tundra, huh?
Well, you never know. It's not over yet.
So for those who may not be familiar with Whammy, tell us a little bit about it, the Wisconsin area music industry, its mission, and what it means for an artist to be recognized with an award.
It is the oldest and the original organization. Our mission is to educate and bring attention to excellence in Wisconsin in the music scene. It's always a challenge to get across the whole state. It's a big big area to cover. And, of course, we have programming, and certainly we have some scholarships that we go about giving out. But basically it's about honoring and making sure that we help create the entire music scene in the state of Wisconsin.
And that's no small task. I mean, it is, like you just said, it's a big state, which would explain why for the very first time, I believe, you guys are going to have the award ceremony in Green Bay. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, we've had it in Appleton at the Fox Cities PAC a few times, and we've certainly had it in Milwaukee many times, but certainly it's part of our effort to get out and around the state.
Talk about the scholarships that Whammy offers, and because that's really what the program's about, other than promoting local music, but it's about helping other people. Talk about the scholarships.
Well, we have what we call a seed scholarship, and actually the applications for that closed not too long ago, but we should have some announcements on that as we get toward the show. But basically it's for students, people that are, well, under 18 or students that are going on in music. So just a little something to help them out and keep them inspired.
Now let's get back to Green Bay a little bit, because, you know, I wanted to talk about where the actual award ceremony was going to be held. It's going to be held at the Epic Event Center. And as I understand it, this place is exactly that, Epic. Tell us about the Epic Event Center.
Well, it has a capacity of about 2,000, but they've been running major concerts there. It's a venue that is not as big as, say, the Rush Center, but it's a good venue for, you know, 2,000 seats or so. Recently, they've had the Struts there. They had Night Ranger there. They've had several shows that have gone over very, very well. And it's the newest and most popular venue. Actually, we get from my understanding, a lot of people come up from Milwaukee to the event center just to see the artists that they have.
Nice. That really says something about it. So you said this Epic Center is relatively new. So do you have any other little new things, little hidden secrets about Green Bay that we can check out while we're there, or that anybody can check out while they're there?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the Epic Center is located up in the entertainment district that surrounds Lambeau Field. So everything is up there as far as venues and entertainment, hotels, everything that you would expect for a National League football city. And then, of course, we are going to have a program of artists performing on the 18th, which is the night before the Whammies. So what we're trying to do is have a Whammy weekend with all of the hotels there and get as many people
nice.
As we can to come in and enjoy the artists. And certainly Maximum Inc. and Civic Media are part of the whole program up there.
We're going to be broadcasting live from our Green Bay affiliate, WGBW. up in Green Bay on Saturday, May 18th. Rocker Terry Barber trying to put KJ in the car as well. Get her up there.
Strap me to the top.
We're going to do our show on Saturday night from 6 to 10 from the Green Bay Studios. And we're going to be enjoying the live music. And we're hoping to have people out and about at bars giving us live reports, too. We can't wait. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we'll even have kind of an open house party there. People will need to stop by.
You must stop by.
Ron, tell us about the voting process and where we are in that timeline right now and how fans can vote and when they can vote.
Okay, right now, the first round of actual voting is open, and that will be until Friday, March 8th. And then, of course, there's going to be a second round of voting. That will start on March 2nd, and it will end on April 12th, and then everything gets totaled up and finalized, and winners are announced at the show.
Give those dates.
As far as participants. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Give those dates again. When voting is going right now for first round, when does it end?
It ends on March 8th.
And the second round starts when?
Friday. And the final round of voting starts on Friday, March 22nd, and closes at midnight on Friday, April 12th.
Got it. Put those on my calendar.
Got it. We all wrote it down.
And now the whammies.
A couple things.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, as far as voting goes, there are categories which the general public can vote in, which is the people's choice categories. And that's totaled up on a quadrant basis, northwest, northeast, southeast, southwest. And so that's open to everybody. But there are other voting categories that are open to WAMI members. Kind of like the Grammys, where you have to be part of the Academy to vote for a lot of things. But we've added that people's choice just because everybody loves to do it. And we want to get the participation of everybody.
Now, do I have to be a musician to be a WAMI member?
Not at all.
Okay.
We have several different categories. One of them is as a fan. You can be an artist. You could be a venue. Different membership levels, but no, you do not have to be a musician. You just have to be interested in music. And incidentally, our show on May 18th is open to the public. You don't have to be a WAMI member to attend.
Wow. Now, I heard Broad Jam, who does the voting tabulation for the Country Music Awards and the MAMA Awards, has partnered with WAMI to provide the voting structure and accuracy. Can you comment on that?
Well, it's something that we started last year, the partnership. So we tweak it and get a little bit better every year at it. But the great part about it is it has generated just a flurry of more votes. We have, as of today, we have already surpassed the number of votes that we had last year in two rounds.
Wow, that's nice. Amazing. Congratulations.
And that's over. Last year, we had a little bit better than 100,000 votes total.
Wow.
That's a big number.
Well,
it is.
Fans could go vote for their favorite artist, their favorite songs, their favorite drummer, bass player. By the way, you can also vote for your favorite local music radio show and podcast.
Who might that be?
All that right now at whammy.org, WAMI.org. Ron, thank you so much for taking the time for joining us this evening. And most importantly, thank you for the effort and the love that you have for the local music scene here across Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for your support as well. And I appreciate you having me and have a great show.
You too. WAMI weekend happening up in Green Bay at the Epic Event Center Sunday, May 19th. We're going to be in Green Bay on the 18th, broadcasting live and partying from Green Bay. Won't you join us? It's going to be a good time. This artist.
You are going to make the show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can't not go it now. I mean, now we have to go.
I think I have a suit for the red carpet, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate you. This artist won Artist of the Year last year at the WAMIs is Amelia Ford on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't you see me at your called you once or twice, and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wigs.
Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Clyde Stubblefield, Parties in the Kitchen, the Happy Clappy Mix.
There is not a single person in this building who isn't dancing right grooving. Now.
Jimmy, yeah. What are we going to do when the lair runs out of beer?
Parties in the Kitchen.
No, we're going to call Wade from Carbon 4, our sponsor, and he's going to bring us more beer.
And CBD drinks, too.
That's right.
Honeybee CBD drinks.
That's right. We're stocked up. We're ready for the lair tonight with the UW Mad Hatters.
That's coming up at 9 o'clock. I'm looking forward to it. 14 people packed into this studio behind you two. It's going to be
It's going to be something cozy. I've never seen this many microphones in this room before.
Wait till you hear them. I'm telling you, we did the sound check, and we only had half strength. Only half the guys are here.
It was just a wee taste.
Right? Oh, wow.
I want to say thanks again to Ron Books from the Whammies for coming in, joining us, telling us about the Whammy party that's happening on May 19th. That's a Sunday. On May 18th, you can find us with Terry Barr and hopefully all of you at the WGBW studios in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're going to be broadcasting this very show live from the Green Bay Studios Rocker. I'm super excited about taking a road trip. And if I have one wish in the world, is that people in Green Bay that listen to Max Inc. Radio, even if you're down in Appleton, Oshkosh, make the drive up. I want to meet you. I want to shake your hand. I want to thank you in person for listening to Max Inc. Radio.
And they can do that, Jimmy, because we're going to have an open house right at the studio. You can come in. We'll have refreshments from Carbon 4 and Honeybee Cannabis.
We'll get you on the radio, let you push buttons.
I mean, you can be part of the in-show studio audience. We should have live music there. And, of course, you know, we'll be hanging out on the patio just outside. And then you walk down the alley, and you'll be at the City Deck. That's this, like, you know, public space, this public walk along the river right behind the studio. And they're going to have a stage out there.
It's going to be a great time. Join us.
I mean,
the whole weekend. Yeah. Like, it's not just one day. It's the whole weekend.
Yes.
Party in Green Bay on Saturday, May 18th. Party at the Whammies in Green Bay on May 19th at the Epic Event Center. Get more information about the Whammies at whammy.org. I just played Clyde Stubblefield Rocker. I don't know how many times we drop Clyde's name on the show throughout the years we've been on the air. But his birthday tribute is coming up. Joey B. Banks, the drummer for VO5 and the Funky JBs. Steely Dane. Steely Dane is not part of the show at the Majestic Thursday, April 18th from 7 to 11 p.m. It's the Clyde Stubblefield birthday tribute. And Rocker, my only question is, when are they going to induct Clyde into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Answer that in 20 seconds or less.
I don't know. They sure are trying, but this is going to be, you know, a completely amazing show. Clyde Stubblefield was such an important part to Madison, and he loved this music scene here, and we loved him. And this tribute will be really unbelievable with the Funky JBs and VO5, both bands that Joey plays drums for.
It's going to be a great night. It's a Thursday night. I'm tempted. Tickets are very reasonable. You can get the Opera Box for $45. And
parties in the Opera Box.
Parties in the Opera Box, right. That's like first class
on
a show.
T-shirt.
I mean, what do you get with the Opera? I'm sure you get a glass of wine or three, right?
I don't know. You get kind of like, you know, seats there just by yourself. So, you know, there's not a bunch of people around you. I guess it's the privacy. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, it's our version of like, you know, Taylor Swift.
VIP. Right. Oh, yeah, that's
that's it.
Cool selfie opportunities, I'm sure. Plus, the Majestic's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Joey looks just like Travis.
Also, DJ Kaboombox is going to be there. I know nothing about DJ Kaboombox.
You don't have to know anything other than that's a great name.
It's a wonder. It's B-O-O-M exclamation point box. Kaboombox. Go say, pay your tributes to Clyde Stubblefield. Get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know how you do that, but hopefully someday we can get him in there, you know? All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, what do you got coming up here? I'm lost. That's
music,
what we got coming
make
up.
Music Madison.
Make Music Madison with Marie Rose Ekberg. Of course, we got Live in the Lair. Oh, the 14-piece male a cappella group. They called themselves the UW Mad Hatters. It's going to be wonderful. Join us, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Get the app, and you can call or text us from the app. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.